Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we kick off with the pundits talking about the elections. Larry Mathias is here, Dory Guy, and John Sandy IV. Then we'll talk to Marty Oza, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, and he'll be talking about activities across the state. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Come on, let's cowgirl up for the Reno Rodeo.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th. Join us at 10 a.m. this Saturday in downtown Reno for the Rodeo Parade, followed by Kids Day at the Rodeo Grounds from noon to 3. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Reno Rodeo.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, we are taping this morning of Wednesday, the 13th of June, so it's the morning after the primaries. Larry Mathias is here, the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Dory Guy is the chair of Washoe Dems, and John Sandy IV is an attorney with Jones Vargas. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
Biggest surprise for you, Larry, from the elections yesterday?
That there really were so few surprises. I think we always expect big upsets. There were, with the two incumbents, right? John Lee and Kelly Kite were the two incumbents who lost in the primaries. But I think overall, it's more something that's a continuing pattern, and that is that the primaries, because of the nature of the parties and because of the growing group of nonpartisan registered voters who don't participate in primaries, the primaries are getting more and more out of sync with the general election temper, with where the general public is. And we have to relook at the cycle and at how we've structured these things.
You know, it's interesting. I was visiting with Martha Gould, a longtime Democrat activist, who is now an independent. Do you agree with Larry in his thinking?
In some respects, I do. Yesterday, to me, as far as the voting went, I was very disappointed. We had 19% of our registered voters get out there and vote.
I think it's disgusting, personally.
It is, you know. I especially get upset with people who complain about what's going on in this world, but they won't vote. Well, it just doesn't make any sense to me at this point to vote. And that's really tragic.
And, you know, the thing that really bothers me is that people around the world are dying
literally for the opportunity to vote.
Exactly.
And we in this country can't get off our duffs and spend 10 minutes in a voting booth. I mean, we can't make it any easier, John. Early voting, absentee ballots, you know, the election offices are up and running. I was in and out of the polling place in 6 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was even quicker for me. I was expecting a line, so I got there early and to find what a lot of anecdotal people have said, that there were more poll workers than there were voters, which was absolutely true in my case. But I did actually have an opportunity to look at some of the numbers, and the thing that was surprising is, although the 18% is abysmally low, Clark County was somewhere around 16, and then you look at the rurals where they're averaging around 30, 35, 40%, and I would assume that it's a lot more difficult for them to find their nearest polling place than it would be for me, who rolls out of bed and it's right down the street.
Yeah.
And where the candidates are in these larger counties, and the electorate is not turning out, at least in the primary, and hopefully with the presidential election, we'll find come the general that there'll be more people participate in their election. But it is really surprising that we have such an apathetic primary election electorate.
Well, and especially when the broadcast media is so alive, not just with your regular programming like Fox News or MSNBC, but all the commercials that you see out there, the conversation everywhere is about the election cycle, and yet nada.
Well, the conversation within those who care
is
about the election cycle. I think the question is whether or not all of these fancy ways of reaching people are actually reaching people who care. For some time, I've been concerned that we've drifted into a place where we elect people not because we think they'll govern well, but because we think they've campaigned well. And that's the sort of thing that comes from a media-centric view of the election process. It turns people off over time. Most of the people who are nonpartisan, we have about 17% of Nevadans who register to vote, but register as nonpartisans. Another 5 or 6% that register for one of the, what we usually call the smaller parties, which just means it's kind of a protest party. That's a lot of people who are engaged in the process and who are disappointed. The nonpartisans used to be the moderates, the ones who sort of couldn't quite make up their mind. That's not true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Study after study shows that these are disaffected Democrats and disaffected Republicans who find that where their parties have gone is not where they want to be. And so you've almost got a third party of people who have evacuated the two major parties.
Well, I talk to people who are so disgusted with the negative ads that they don't want to vote, and that's a shame. If we're turning people off with these negative ads rather than getting them out to vote for that individual, we're in a sorry state.
But the reality is that the negative ads are really what drives the election process. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, Republicans vote for Republicans, Democrats vote for Democrats, bottom line. So you're really looking at that sliver that is the independent vote, which is obviously growing, but it's still a much smaller portion. You know, how do you get them engaged without this negative advertising?
Well, and that's a good question, and I think, you know, we kind of hammered on people for not getting out to vote, but then, you know, listening to Larry also made me think, you know, and kind of personalize it, is that you do, all you hear on these advertising is the talking points of the parties. The, you know, from the Democrats you hear, and on the federal races, the Republicans, all they want to do is end Medicaid and Social Security. On the Republican side, all you hear is people say, well, all Democrats, they want to control your lives and have bigger government, which that doesn't apply to probably 90% of the candidates that are out there. But when you hear it over and over again, and every commercial break now between any programming that's interesting, mm-hmm. you're going to get that. And it does. It turns me off. And I'm one of the interested people. I find myself oftentimes flipping the channels when one of those comes in. And so I, at some point, you have to, you know, explain to people the importance of voting, but at the same time, we have to look at ourselves and understand why people are disengaged in the process.
It's also true that the time when politicians are the most honest is when they're criticizing their opponent, because if they're not, they're going to get sued. And so it's not surprising that the negative ads work. It's the one place in our political discourse where everybody's being honest. The problem is, if you believe, as you should, the criticism of each side against the other, that can also have a corrosive effect on who do you trust. You haven't built up anyone. You've torn down the opponents. And since at least the George H.W. Bush race for the presidency, when that became sort of the culture of the consultant class, that the smartest thing to do is to drive down The turnout for your opposition and to drive out of the interest the moderates or the nonpartisans. That's the route we've been going with both parties.
Well, I think if you hear a lie long enough, you're going to believe that lie, and that's what's happening with a lot of our negative advertisements.
Well, it was interesting. Jeb Bush, in an interview in the New York Times a couple of days ago, was saying that Ronald Reagan and his dad, George Herbert Walker Bush, would not recognize the Republican Party in its positions as it stands today.
I'll take that one. I saw that too, and I was surprised. And again, I brought it down to another level that I understand. Bill Raggio didn't recognize the Republican Party when, you know, towards the end of his career. And I think that Raggio fit into that mold of, Reagan and trying to be
the old Republican guard.
I would agree with Jeb Bush's point on that.
But the irony of that, it was Jeb Bush's father's election for president that used that style. That changed the Republican Party.
Read my lips, no new taxes, kill
the Senate. Not just that, but the Lee Atwater approach to driving down turnout by those who are not your base, no matter how hostile, no matter how negative it has to be. And I do think that for the most part, negative ads are truthful. That's what's hurting the process so much.
But the biggest problem for me is the huge difference between the campaign and governing. They're two completely different things.
We don't reward people for governing well. We reward them for campaigning well.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Ethics Committee is looking into allegations against Congresswoman Shelley Berkley.
Charged with using her office to enrich her family, Berkley twisted arms to get federal dollars for her husband's business. A blatant conflict of interest. Conduct called dishonorable. Now Berkley's under investigation, and she won't answer questions.
Stonewalling the New York Times, refusing to talk about this.
Shelley Berkley makes the system work for herself. American Crossroads is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Marty Oza, a longtime friend of mine. He's executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities in Northern Nevada, speaking both for Northern and Southern Nevada today. Pleasure to have you on the program. And the first story on our political show is, what office is Ronald McDonald running for?
Well, Ronald McDonald is running for kids.
Great answer. You know, I think one of the things that I wanted to address right off the bat was that I don't think people really understand what the Ronald McDonald Houses are all about. Could you give us a little background so people can understand?
Sure. The Ronald McDonald House is a home away from home for people who have children in the hospital. Our house in Reno, and also the one in Las Vegas, has 12 bedrooms. And if a child is in a hospital, the family lives 30 miles from the hospital, they can be referred to us and they stay at our house. The length of stay varies from overnight. We've had people stay 6 months because of lingering problems with a child in the hospital with this disease or injury. So that's one of the things that the Ronald McDonald House are all about.
And at no cost to the families?
We ask a donation, but the social worker will tell us this family cannot afford a $10 donation. So we put them on what we call a family night where they stay free. That's called Adopt-A-Night. So there is no money exchanged, and they can stay as long as they have to stay with us. But that's just one of the programs that the Ronald McDonald Houses have. We have a Caremobile. This gives dental care to children in less fortunate neighborhoods. It goes out. It's a mobile unit. And so does the Las Vegas House, has the same one. Ours treated 2000 treated 463 children for dental care. Of those 463, if there is a real horrible situation, our Ronald McDonald House will take 3 to 5 kids and pay for the entire dental treatment that has to be made to get them up to be normal and on par with other children.
Now, you know, people might be under the misunderstanding that McDonald's funds this whole operation. It was started by Ray Kroc and his wife, but tell me how you get your funding sources.
All right. The initial funding, they give the Ronald McDonald or McDonald's gives us startup money. They gave us startup money for the house. The operating costs, you have to go out and raise yourself in your community. And it started, the Ronald McDonald Corporation, or the events, started in 1975 in Philadelphia. There was a Philadelphia Eagle player who had a very, very sick child. And she was in the hospital, and they had nowhere to stay. And a local McDonald's operator in Philadelphia put them up and then took the idea to Ray Kroc, and that's how it started many, many years ago. Our house was built in 1987. This is our 25th anniversary. And we've treated people or taken care of people for many, many years.
What kind of need? I mean, do you have enough space to help the families that are in need, or do you need more space?
No, at this point in time, we have enough rooms to accommodate. We've never turned anybody away. But as Renown becomes more of it's a children's hospital now. They don't have to send children to Oakland or Las Vegas or Stanford for additional treatments. As more of the children stay here in Reno, I see down the road that we may have to expand. But right now, we don't have anything on the drawing board.
Now, you were a member of the board for many years. How did you get involved with this? What was the attraction to you?
Well, the funny thing was I got here from New York to run Channel 11. And a gentleman who was involved with Channel 11...
And for those that might not know, that's the Fox affiliate.
Fox affiliate, right. Luther Mack had the license for the station, and one of the things...
Who at the time was a major owner of McDonald's in Northern Nevada.
And one of the things he said was, you ought to get on the board of the Ronald McDonald House. Well, I didn't know what the Ronald McDonald House was, but I got on the board, and I was on the board for 10 years. And when I retired... The director left around the same time, and the board said, well, since you're not doing anything, why don't you do it? And I've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years. And that's how I got involved with them. But, you know, you get up in the morning, and you go to the Ronald McDonald House, and you see what families are enduring and what they're putting up with. And you say, you know what? You have a bad day? I've never had a bad day in my life. And people are dealt some tough cards sometimes, and you see the way they handle it. It's absolutely amazing.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll talk more about this with Marty Ozep when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
We are want to be on the Reno Rodeo Flag Team. And that's what we're practicing right now. Giddy up!
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, it's riding, roping, racing, and wrangling. It's what we've been waiting for. The Reno Rodeo, bringing the Wild West to life. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Yeehaw!
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Two identical gold necklaces were exchanged for cash.
You may have heard that gold prices recently went over $1,700 an ounce. When we first made that commercial, Czech City was paying $251 for this necklace. Now it's worth over $450. Seriously, if you've ever even thought about selling old gold coins or jewelry to get some much-needed cash, there's never been a better time than right now.
Czech City, take advantage of all-time high gold values today.
Czech City still pays three times more than those online guys.
JM Furniture has some amazing family entertainment deals in store. Like this microfiber leather look four recliner console sectional for just $1,399. And great deals on these entertainment consoles starting at just $179 with many styles and sizes to choose from. And don't forget, when you purchase any memory foam mattress from Serta, Simmons, Englander, or Tempur-Pedic, you'll receive a $200 gift certificate to spend on any future purchase. Only at JM Furniture.
Possibly the best tasting burger on the planet. Eat at Joe's today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking with Marty Oza, who's the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities in Northern Nevada, but speaking for Southern Nevada as well. You talked about once you start seeing some of these families, you realize you've never had a bad day. Give us a couple of examples of families that you've dealt with.
Well, we had one situation where a child was in a horrible accident, the family had to make a decision as to whether to take the child off life support or not, and the doctor said, you really have to do that. Well, they were sitting in our dining room at the Ronald McDonald House, and there was another family there who had a child, a premature baby, and they were talking, and the woman said, you know, I have a nephew who needs a kidney transplant, and they're waiting down in Houston for it. Well, the woman said, when they pull the plug on my son, I want to donate his kidney to your nephew. And they made it happen. And this was about 2-3 years ago. That would never happen if they were staying in a hotel. And that's part of the beauty of the Ronald McDonald House. You have people who are under stress. They have a difficult time ahead of them. And they commiserate with each other. We also have a scholarship program. Since 2000, we've given away $840,000 in scholarship money. Needy kids. We had a situation, this is 6 years ago. Twin girls, a bipolar mother, and from April on, in their senior year, the mother left them. And they didn't tell child services because they were afraid they'd get split up. And they had part-time jobs, and they continued, and they graduated. We gave them a scholarship. One went to Notre Dame. One went to UNR. And one is a nurse, and the other is in a science, doing something in science. Would have never happened if they didn't get the kind of help we gave them. And there are so many people out there like them that need help, and all they need is a chance. And you, with the scholarship, with the Ronald McDonald House, we can help them. One of the other programs we have is the Travel for Treatment program. where if the child comes in and sent out to another hospital, a lot of times the families can't afford to go to Las Vegas or go to Stanford. So we get them there either by giving them plane tickets or gas cards, and so they can be next to their child when whatever a surgery or when they need them.
Well, now, you were mentioning earlier, and I did the math, it's 25 years since the Northern Nevada House was established, right. And you're having a major event to celebrate this year with a couple of big-name stars.
Yes, we have Maury Povich and Connie Chung coming in to be our guests. It's going to be July 19th at the Atlantis.
That'll be in Reno.
It'll be in Reno. It's the Red Shoe Gala. So I'm sure you have red sneakers that you can wear.
We'll have to paint them.
To that event. And we're going to have a fun evening. It'll be a fundraiser. And we've never done a gala before. But we feel it's time. And this is going to be a lot of fun in the community. We're selling tickets. We're selling sponsorships. And you can find out about it on our website, rmhc-reno.org.
Okay, well, that's terrific. And just want to point out, we mentioned that the McDonald's Corporation, per se, is not the funder of this, but a lot of the local operators in Las Vegas and Reno
absolutely.
Do provide support, correct?
They do give us support. Just the canisters in the stores is an amazing amount of money is raised from that. So we couldn't do it without the owner-operators.
Well, congratulations on all you're doing. I mean, this is wonderful work for the community, and as you pointed out in your story there, circumstances would not occur for these good things to happen if the Ronald McDonald Houses weren't available. So thank you very much for all you're doing to help our community, and both here in Reno and in Las Vegas.
Sam, my career is complete. I've been on your show.
Oy vey is all I can say. Right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I'm pleased with their work, and I like their employees, and also the price is right.
I would recommend Evergreen Carpet Cleaning because they're courteous, they're kind, they're professional, and they're very inexpensive.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
KRNB News 4 is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Reno Rodeo, the wildest, richest rodeo in the West. The rodeo comes to town June 14th through the 23rd and is fun for the whole family. 10 nights of the greatest extreme sport on dirt. Buy a ticket to the Reno Rodeo and proceeds go back to children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation. It's the most fun you can have with your boots on, partner. So round up the posse and head to the Reno Rodeo and get your cowboy on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the president and publisher of the Reno Gazette Journal, John Maher, will be here. We'll see him on the next broadcast.